Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this weekend, Mullingar will host an alpaca festival, and the numbers attending should be substantial. Alpaca ownership has shot up in Ireland in recent years. To explain why that is, we're joined by Paul O'Brien, Vice Chair of the Alpaca Association of Ireland. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
If someone was to come to you, Paul, and say, I have some spare cash, I want to buy an alpaca, what reasons would you give them to do it?
Well, first off, I'd ask them, were they used to handling animals? Not that alpacas are hard to handle, but because they're sort of treated like an exotic animal, some people just think they can have a little pet like a dog and then it's for Christmas or something like that. So if they're genuinely into animals and able to handle animals, yeah, I would ask them to visit quite a few farms. And then I'd come and see where they were, what they were set up with. And if they are genuinely interested, because these animals live so long, they live 20 to 25 years. So I then ask them what they want to just have pets to maybe look after some other animals they have, like fowl, they protect sheep, they'll protect fowl, or they just want grazers around and just literally as pets. So then you look at, you'll get, again, there's different qualities of pets, but a good pet could cost you, you know, 1,000, 1,500, depending on what the quality and the age, of course. Then a breeding female, of course, is a totally different thing. You know, when they first came into the country, you were getting them for a couple of grand. But because they produce for so long, I mean, I had one that passed away last year, a 22-year-old, but that female gave birth all the way up to 19 years old.
Crikey, yeah.
Yeah, so it's roughly 50% male, 50% female. So the turnout, you know, so you will pay, you know, anything from an older one, maybe $3,000-$3,500, to a younger one, $5,000-$7,000. If it's a show winner, a really good one, you pay a bit more. But you know, it seems like a lot of money, but you'll pay for any pedigree animal. You're going to pay a decent amount of money, and if you go in and get something good, the chances are you're going to produce something very good out of it.
Yeah. Now, but I suppose, having notwithstanding everything you've said there, an alpaca seems to be quite low maintenance.
It is very low maintenance. So you treat them similar to sheep, but the beauty of an alpaca is it's out all year round and it doesn't really get maggots. I mean, it's rare. It has happened once in maybe in 1,000, but there would have to be something else wrong. But they don't get maggots. They don't get foot rot. They don't give birth at night. So they're very, very much easier, very calm animal. They don't just run off on you the minute you come into the field. They don't try to escape like sheep, and their wool they produce is valuable. So, you know, a young alpaca fleece, you can have that processed and wear it straight to the skin. And that's why it's used for a lot of baby clothes. It's worth a lot more than cashmere. And now that we have a Two Rivers Mill, is a woolen mill up in Coleraine, moved back from the UK over last year. And now you can actually have it processed. But you know, if you came to the show on Saturday or Sunday, on Saturday you'll see the competition, you'll see all the rosettes being handed out, you'll see the top breeds in the country, the top colour, you know, the best blacks, the best white, browns, fawns, and the two different types. There's a Kaya, which has got a very fine crimp on the fleece, and then there's a Surrey, that looks more like a dreadlock.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's just two different types. But if you came there now, you'd see the quality, the animals, and on the Sunday you're going to see everything alpaca. You know, the judge is staying on with us, Tim Hay. He's an Australian international, top international judge. We actually have an international judge now in Ireland for the first time, Roger Clark, from the north of Ireland. And so we have all the experts there. We've the DNA testing going on there. There's two people that will be explaining how that works for the colour to test, so you can possibly breed to the colour you want, and also for the parenting. You're going to have crafters there. You're going to have a whole craft show, judged by Tim Hay also. You'll have hand spinners. You'll have all the different aspects of alpaca.
There's a lot going on there.
From the breeding, yeah, hell of a lot going on. And so it's Mother's Day. you know, if you care about your mother and your daughters, you're going to bring all the ladies out on that day. They love alpacas.
Okay.
Absolutely adore alpacas.
How much land would you need to keep one, Paul?
About six alpacas to the, you know, 5 to 6 alpacas to the acre. So similar to sheep, or they don't eat as much as sheep. They definitely don't eat as much as sheep. They'd eat 4 or 5 bales of small square bales of hay or haylage in the year. They'd eat, a pregnant female, you'd probably give her about 400 grams of nuts, and there's a specialist nuts being manufactured in a couple of places. The main one I use is Irwin's in the north of Ireland. And then the veterinary, it's a lot less than you, one would imagine. Once you're used to it all, you'll dose them for worms or for different things like that. Yeah, you have to give them an AD&E dose because there's more sunshine in Peru where they originally come from. And in Ireland, we don't have quite as much. So, but again, when someone comes to me or somebody like us in any of us in the organization on the pedigree line, we give a whole advice from January to December what you do with an animal, and there's always somebody to call.
Yeah,
there's definitely always somebody to call and say, you know, I've an animal giving birth, what should I do? Panic. Usually you have to do nothing, because the animal just drops it. One minute there's nothing, and next thing it's on the field standing up looking at you.
Yeah, and as you were saying, like the I don't know if you call it the wool or the fur can be used. Would it produce the same amount as a sheep would produce, or how would you compare those?
It would produce around 4 kgs, 4.5 kgs on an adult. But it's worth anything from 20 to 60 euros a kg, depending. If you could get a ton of it, say 1,000 kgs of the one colour, the one type, you would get up. You'd get up to that sort of the really good guys want that.
Yeah.
But the hand spinners love it because, you know, it's easy to handle. It's easy to wash. You don't have to scour it like sheep's wool. There's no lanolin on it, so you're only taking out the little bit of the dust that they roll on, because they love to roll around in the dust. That's all you're washing out. So, you know, it's very simple to handle that. So, you know, there's no really chemicals, there's no pollution out of it. It really fits in the green farming. It doesn't they don't damage land. They've no hoof. They have a nail that just clip like your own toenails. They have a soft pad, and you do that about 3 times a year. And their fleece, you know, even in the show, there's no preparation like of washing this animal. It has to be paddock condition going into the show.
Yeah, and during the winter, do they need shelter when the weather is bad?
Yeah, they when the weather is bad, they'll tell you. We'd have field shelters, or a lot of people would just have a good shelter under a ditch, and you could have the finest shed in the place. And in the middle of the snow, I've walked down with a bag of nuts, thinking these are all panicky, and they're sitting on top of the snow, eating leaves off the brambles in the thing. They are very hardy.
Yes. Right, and how has Brexit had an effect on the level of alpaca ownership in Ireland?
It has, in the sense that now the UK can only export alpacas from the mainland UK by going through Rosslare Airport.
Oh.
No other European port will take them, because they say they don't have the services, where we have a really good veterinary set up down there. So they must come through Rosslare and then on to Ireland. But the whole thing is exploding because Europe really want it. China want, you know, 5 million alpacas, but there's only about 3 million in the world, because it's a really, really good fleece. So we have a really good opportunity to take the best of anywhere in the world and keep them here, raise them, keep the breeding going, and export all the way into Europe. No problem at all.
Okay, Irish alpacas may well take over the world. Paul, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Paul O'Brien, their vice chair of the Alpaca Association of Ireland. And obviously, if you're down in and around Mullingar at the weekend, you can call in there and have a look.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.